somewhere in the future, there's going to be a day where this is not as big of a deal as it is now. There's certainly staying power, you know, for a product like this, just because of, we've already talked about it a little bit, but the way that shopping is going to be approached now by consumers.
Even when this virus goes away, this product is going to be able to kill all of that bacteria and that sort of stuff. It has so much more staying power than just a Corona and a COVID killing product.
Welcome back to the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. Now, typically you won't find me getting excited about one individual product, you know, when we have a roster of vendors and service vendor partners that, you know, this is an industry of products, right? Retail is about selling things to consumers, and whether that's a product or service, you know, we love everything that we see up and down from our vendor community. But when you start talking about COVID and the coronavirus and a product that, you know, has now received EPA designation on their end list as a product that specifically can kill the coronavirus on surfaces and, you know, protect a consumer's product or you know, their home for an extended period of time, definitely going to get excited about something like that. And that's exactly what we came across with Monofoil, which is sold and distributed by Guardsman, a nationwide vendor. And, you know, we got talking with Dan Miller, the regional sales manager for Guardsman, and, you know, he directs the buying group activity there for Guardsman. And, I mean, genuinely someone that is, you know, passionate about the product. It's not even, let's be clear, I mean, this is not a Guardsman product. It's a product that Guardsman came across and developed a partnership with Monofoil and the makers behind Monofoil D. And this is something that, you know, they found value in, and, you know, they understand the importance of being able to tell a story, and not only for the consumer. You know, this is, yes, a product that can be sold to consumers, but also for the retailer themselves, and, you know, how they're protecting their stores and keeping their stores clean. And that's something that's going to matter for a long time. Shopping in a clean environment is always going to be important for the consumer. And that's exactly, you know, what a product like Monofoil sets out to do, is to provide that clean shopping environment where, you know, bacteria, viruses, flus, all those things can be killed by this product and protect the, you know, the workers in the store, the customers who come shop there, and then, of course, be sold to a customer so that they can go home and use this product in their own living environment. So really easy to get excited about. I know Dan, like I said, is a passionate guy, passionate about this product, and wanted to talk to him about, you know, everything, how the partnership with Monofoil came together, you know, what they're doing to help nationwide members get educated on this product and what it does. And I mean, we mentioned the coronavirus, you know, killing aspect of this, but there's so many other use cases, and, you know, the shelf life of this thing is, it extends way beyond just, you know, a product that protects surfaces. So got into all that with Dan and much more, and really just wanted to learn about it and learn about them and what they're doing and, you know, how they're helping the nationwide family, the independent retail community. So it was a great conversation, one I've been looking forward to having and sharing with you. So let's just go ahead and dive into our Independent Thinking Podcast with Dan Miller of Guardsman. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast and excited to be joined right now by Mr. Dan Miller, the regional sales manager for Guardsman. Dan, appreciate you. I don't know if I appreciate the flag behind you, but I appreciate at least you joining us, you know, today for this Independent Thinking Podcast.
You got it. I thought you'd like that red wing flag.
Yeah, being from Philly, early hockey memories, and late 90s. I don't know. It's just every time the Yzerman and Fedorov. I can't. The bad memories. No. Well, I appreciate you joining. Like I said, and excited to dive into, you know, everything you guys have going on at Guardsman, but I know specifically, you know, we'll talk about Monofoil, the people that see the headline here. And, but before we get to that, tell us a little bit about you and about Guardsman and kind of what you guys have going on.
You got it. Thanks for your time, for having me today. So, I've been with Guardsman almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years this June. So, my whole background is building materials. So I was working right out of college with a company called Black & Decker. And then Stanley as well, and Yale Lock Sets out of Norcross, Georgia. So I've been 23 years in building materials, 10 here with Guardsmen. Been in Atlanta, Georgia for 21 years now. So it's been great. Guardsmen, as you know, is really what our claim to fame is, a couple of things. It's our furniture protection plans, which we invented back in the 70s. We're really known for that, but we're also known as a consumer products company. You know, our consumer products go back 105 years, believe it or not. We started way back there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So we're a very old company, and we're very excited to partner up with Micro Gold and on this monofoil product. Micro Gold is out of California, and they contacted us back in the spring when the coronavirus was starting to hit, and they wanted to gain some distribution into the furniture and electronics and appliance and some of the hardware dealers through Guardsmen's distribution channel. And they gave us an exclusive to distribute this product in those channels, if you will. So that's kind of how it all started. It's been a great relationship with them. And we'll go over the product in great detail. But yeah. I'm very excited to present it to the nationwide team.
No, that's awesome. And before we dive into talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned some of the products and things there at Guardsmen. What kind of, I mean, it looks like a lot of furniture protection. How in-depth can furniture protection get in terms of products?
Yeah, so furniture, it's, you know, all the leather and wood and all the fabrics, even outdoor products are covered. Adjustable bases are covered. We have coverages on mattresses. We really anything. We even have new plans that go over lighting and electric fireplaces now. Wow. So we've really morphed into what the furniture dealer is carrying in their stores, and we're trying to protect it.
No, that's awesome. And I imagine, you know, you see products today. I feel like I'm waiting for the Alexa sofa, like Amazon Alexa sofa. So how that gets covered, it'll be interesting. But, you know, you got all these motion things and electronics and chargers in couches and stuff now. So I imagine it's evolved a little bit.
It's a great point, and you're spot on. It has really grown into, and we've had to grow as a company, you know, again, being almost here 10 years, you know, back in the day you covered rips, cut, tears, burns and stains. And now we're covering the dog eating the sofa, and, you know, we're covering, as you alluded to, all the electronics and USB ports and chargers and all that stuff inside the furniture. So it's really morphed into that.
Stuff you've ever thought you'd see in a piece of furniture or no?
Not really. But not being a furniture expert, because my background is power tools.
Yeah.
nothing surprises me at this point.
If you can build it, people want it. You know, our phones are attached to us, so they got to be able to attach to the things that we sit on these days. So that makes sense.
That's a good point. Absolutely. And back in the day, those would never be covered. But again, we've all morphed into covering those now.
Coronavirus is kind of, it's permeated every discussion these days. And it obviously has a big part in kind of why we're talking today. But as far as protection plans, you know, people are sitting on pieces of furniture more. It has outside of monofoil and kind of the partnership there that we'll dive into, what other ways has it impacted sort of your business and kind of what Guardsmen does?
Yeah, that's the claims have gone through the roof. Yeah, they've increased, well over 20% since this has happened. Wow. And all of our call center in Grand Rapids, our employees are now remote. So we've had to do some changing of the guard, you know, to accommodate their homes, to be able to take all the claims and all that information. We've had to add people into different parts of the claims process to make sure we're accommodating the customer's needs. And then the technicians, you know, that we've had to pivot there a little bit too, making sure the technicians can get inside their homes and fix and repair their furniture. So you're seeing a little bit more replacements versus repairs because it's been difficult to get into some of their homes and stuff. So that has spiked a little bit as well.
Man, and a company like Guardsmen, are you guys able to, you know, you think about everything. How do you plan for something like that on your end to be ready to just to handle, whether it's, you know, how you work with the employees to just the level of, as you mentioned, claims and things like that come in?
It's kind of a plug and play. Yeah, it's kind of a plug and play. We've had to, like I said, we've had to rededicate some employees inside the call center into other areas, because maybe their one particular area is not as busy as it was when they were live in person in the call center. So we've had to bring on more people into the first point of entry when they're calling into to the 1-800 number. So we've had to allocate more people on the front line to accommodate those needs. So yeah, like I said, it's a plug and play.
That's great. Hey, every business these days, right? I mean, that's feels like that's what it's been for, whether it's retail, product protection, you talk about sports. I see the flag behind, obviously with the sports come to mind, but what they've had to do with adjusting seasons and games and all that sort of stuff. So every industry has been touched by this. And like we mentioned, and like you mentioned, it extends to partnerships that have been developed. And so what's your first recollection of Monofoil?
Yeah. So my first recollection of Monofoil was it at the time we started to sell it, we didn't have the coronavirus claim that it would kill it. We had to wait for about a month period before we could tell the consumers that, yes, this does kill the COVID-19, the coronavirus. So when we were first starting to sell it, we were very clear that this is a product that we feel very strongly will kill the virus, but we couldn't put that claim on. And we got the end listing, as it's an industry term for the chemicals or for the people in the industry to be able to say that you kill the coronavirus and COVID and all that. So we got the end listing, Rob, back in late September. Once we got the end listing that it does officially kill the virus and all that, boy, we really, the sales started to get a lot better and stuff like that. So it's really, and we'll go over this in great detail, but when we were first starting to sell it, we were starting to sell it more on the odor and that it was killing the bacteria and the mold and mildew in the showers and stuff like that. So, but we did not have that Corona COVID claim yet until the September timeframe.
Which I know obviously is a big deal. The safety of, whether it's shoppers or people in their home, having that kind of designation. I know it obviously a big deal and something that you guys and they are able to celebrate, getting that. So when you're talking about using this product, not to make comparisons, but is it like a Lysol type solution or what's really sort of the use cases for Monofoil?
Yeah, so it's a lot different than the Lysol and Clorox and the wipes that are on the market today. What happens with Clorox and Lysol and the wipes is once you wipe down the particular area that you're wiping down, let's say it's a refrigerator door handle. Once you wipe that down with Lysol and Clorox, you've killed the bacteria and the germs and the viruses, but once it dries, and once you put your hand back on the refrigerator, in this example, the refrigerator door handle, you've recontaminated it. What Monofoil does is it stays on the surface, depending on the surface and depending on the high touch points, it stays on the surface for 2 to 4 weeks after you apply it.
Yep.
So it continues to protect you and your families and your stores, if you will, and your customers for 2 to 3 to 4 weeks, even after you've applied it. So it's immensely different than a Lysol, a Clorox that people can't keep in stock, if you will. This is more of a product that will stay, it will bond to the service, it will protect your service. It just as a quick example, like on a cell phone, if you spray it on a towel, a clean towel or a cloth or anything like that, you spray your Monofoil on the cloth and then you clean your phone with it, you are good to go for at least a week or two. I personally clean my cell phone once every 10 days, 12 days. But again, if you're using a Lysol or a Clorox and you've wiped down your phone, once you've touched it again, you're recontaminated again and you're not protected. That's the biggest difference.
Gotcha. And technical standpoint, a little technical, not super technical, but with those products, does it do anything to the texture or feel of it as you're using it?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It's a water-based solution, so it's not affecting any of it. The only the only times that you don't want to apply monofoil on products that would be in a nationwide dealer store would be right. on aniline leather
okay.
and also untreated wood.
Gotcha.
Everything else in the store, yeah, the glass and the fabric and the leather and the treated wood, all of that, all of those have been tested, and we have data and we have data sheets for all the dealers to look at on what it's been tested on.
Got it. And you mentioned using it on your cell phone. So this is something that can be applied to electronics as well.
Yeah. So all of the electronics and appliance dealers, some of them have already started buying from us. So the product itself comes in a 1 gallon, a 5 gallon, a 55 gallon, and also the 16 ounce spray bottles. So it comes in a variety of ways for the stores to purchase it. Personally, if I owned one of the stores, I would buy two things. I would buy the gallon or the 5 gallon to spray the store down, right? And then I would buy the 16 ounce bottles that come 12 to a case. I would buy the 16 ounce bottles, their trigger sprays, to make sure that you could sell those to your dealers to protect them in their own homes.
Well, yeah, and I know one of the things I wanted to get to is that this is obviously a B2B type of solution where retailers, you know, you talk about customers and making them feel safe shopping in your stores these days. Being able to tell them that you're spraying and applying a solution that protects them and kills this virus specifically, is an important. That's a big deal because customers, that's going to be, I think, something they look for these, you know, as we get back to having a more somewhat more normal shopping experience. But then too, to be able to turn around and sell it to them, so this is something that they can sell as well to a customer.
Yeah, it's in all honesty, I don't want to play Joe sales guy on this comment, but every nationwide dealer, whether you're electronics, your appliance, your audio, your visual, your hardware, obviously furniture, mattress, every one of those dealers is a candidate for this product. Because at the very least, if you don't want to spray your store down, at the very least, you should have a case or two on your countertops to be selling to your customers. The key when you bring in the product is that you get some education on the product and that you know the features and the benefits of the product. So that way you can parlay that into a conversation with your customers so that they know that they're buying. Monofoil D is not a household name. If right. you and I talk to 100 people and ask them about Monofoil D or ask them about Clorox or Lysol, they're going to know Clorox and Lysol. They're not going to know Monofoil D. Monofoil D has been around for about 8 years. It started out in hospitals. It started out in Elwood, in Indiana, and it was created for a couple of things. It was created to kill the odors and eliminate germs and mold and mildew and all that. And then they started morphing it into the hospitals because of the bacteria killing part of the product. So it really started there. It's not really a brand name known in the trade circles today. But with that being said, all you got to do is try the product yourself. And more importantly, educate yourself so that the customers know what they're buying.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And I know certainly in terms of marketing and education, having, you know, the understanding of what that end list means and the fact that it is a COVID killer, I know is important and a big part of that. You know, as far as application of the product is, you mentioned the different types of containers it comes in. You also mentioned, you know, potentially spraying on a cloth and rubbing on. So what's sort of the recommended ways of applying this to a surface or to a product?
Yeah. So there's a couple of different ways that you could do it. You can, if you're the owner of a store and you want to buy a 1 gallon or a 5 gallon, what you want to do is you want to either buy a hand pump sprayer. You can get those at Lowe's or Depot or any of those, and you can spray it. Or you want to buy a handheld sprayer by Victory. It's an electrostatic sprayer, and those are pretty expensive. There's a handheld, and then there's a backpack application.
Oh, wow.
So the handheld is $649. The backpack itself, which holds, I think, about 5 gallons, that's like $1,450. So they're both very expensive, but over time, they save you so much money versus a regular sprayer or the trigger spray itself.
And you get to look like a Ghostbuster.
a little bit about, you know, the Ghostbusters, but it's really the benefits of an electrostatic sprayer is it's about 70% faster than a regular hand pump. So you're going to be able to spray it so much quicker. but it's also more efficient, and it gives you more coverage versus a pump sprayer, and it saves you on the fluid cost. And it uses, they have a stat on their website, it uses about 65% less product on electrostatic sprayer versus a pump sprayer. So yeah, you're on your initial upfront, the pump sprayer is $15 and this is $650. But over time, you will definitely be saving money with the electrostatic sprayer.
Now, and is it something, you know, you mentioned obviously the types of surfaces that you want to try to avoid.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I have ADD. I didn't answer your question.
You're good. But is it something where, I mean, you can kind of, you know, knowing the product, the types of products it can't go on, can you spray this willy-nilly and it land and be fine? Or do you have to sort of, you know, be a little bit more cognizant of what you're, you know, spraying at?
Yeah, no, sorry about that. I want to go back to that and answer the question this time. So the you actually want to put it on a clean surface. So gotcha. a couple of quick things. As I'm talking to you right now, my office, I have a glass countertop over all of my, if you'll remember these, back in the day, you used to get a ticket stub when you go to a sporting event, right?
I think I remember what those are like.
I have all these ticket stubs of the sporting events that I've attended on my desk, and over it, I have glass. So what I do here is I use glass cleaner about once a month, and then I mist the monofoil spray right on the glass once a month to kill the viruses and the germs and all of that. And I don't have to reapply that until another month because it'll stay on it for about 4 weeks. So on a glass, it's just a clean glass, misting, spraying it right on the surface, let it dry, which takes about 10 to 18 minutes, and you're good to go. Now, on other types of like wood and fabric and leather and all that, granite countertops, same thing. You want to make sure it's a clean surface. And you want to mist it on the, like on a granite countertop, as an example, in our own home. Mm-hmm. I use the Guardsman Daily Cleaner on it. I let it dry. Then I put the shine and polish on it. I let that dry. Once those are dry, I get my trigger spray with the monofoil and I mist it right on the granite countertop. I let it air dry. It's done in, again, 10 to 18 minutes. And then you're protected. Same thing with fabric, leather, wood, all that stuff. Now, what we were talking about earlier, on some of the high touch points, like a doorknob or refrigerator handle, your remote control, your cell phone. I personally spray that either on a baby wipe or I spray it on a clean cloth and then apply the monofoil right on the surface of the doorknob, the refrigerator handle, the cell phone, the remote control. So I don't spray monofoil directly on those high touch points. You could easily spray the doorknobs and the handheld, your refrigerator door handles and stuff, that's no problem. But on like a cell phone, anything electronically and stuff, it's better to apply it to a cloth first and then put it on your surface from there.
No, certainly makes a lot of sense. And, you know, better to be clean. Hey, good to know how to be clean and get rid of this virus. And, you know, have what better way than with a product that has the type of designation to specifically do that, which is awesome. And, you know, even... taking the Endless, not to set it aside because it is a huge deal, but even, you know, to a point where we get beyond the corona, it's down there somewhere in the future. There's going to be a day where this is not as big of a deal as it is now. There's certainly staying power, you know, for a product like this, just because of, we've already talked about it a little bit, but the way that shopping is going to be approached now by consumers.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. So you're exactly right. So forget about the coronavirus and COVID and all
try
that
for a
stuff.
Second.
You know, let's move on from that. But really think about all of the, you know, we're right in the middle now of the flu season, if you will. So so let's go back to January of 2020, if you remember that, right? Remember we were all traveling, we were all going and on the airports and airplanes and hotels and stuff. So really, like, if you think about this, if you're going to travel to a hotel, you could literally bring your 16-ounce trigger spray monofoil with you. And you would want to spray that on a cloth and you want to clean the door handles inside the hotel room. You want to clean the high touch points, the microwave oven, the doorknobs, and obviously your remote control. So even when this virus goes away, this product is going to be able to kill all of that bacteria and that sort of stuff. So that's first, and that's the first thing. The second of all is this product is an incredible odor killing product. This product is, it was created for the hospitals, and then it morphed into, oh my goodness, this is an odor killing product as well. So what this does is it kills the odors inside like trash cans. So quick example, our trash cans at home that we use, we have a recyclable one and a regular one. My wife, Michelle, cleaned out our trash cans maybe 3 months ago with just regular cleaner, if you will. Then once that trash can was dry, I sprayed the monofoil right in the trash can and let that dry. And she said, can you believe how clean and the smell and how it got rid of the odor? And I said, that's amazing. So you could put it inside your trash cans. I personally do mine once a week only because the trash can doesn't need to be cleaned right away. It's already clean. Right. So I put it inside a trash can. I also put it inside my shoes at least once a week. It doesn't need it once a week, but I do it once a week. If you go to the gym, you got smelly shoes. I spray those twice a week. I will also tell you, it's great to take out, if I can say this word, like pee stains, right?
Hey.
So if you have a if you have a dog, a cat, I will tell you a personal story in our own home. We have a puppy in our life that tinkled on our daughter's carpet. We could not get that odor out. We got the stain out, but we couldn't get that odor out. So what we did was we sprayed the monofoil right on the carpet itself, let it dry for the weekend. We went away for the weekend. We came back. And I would tell you about 95 to 98% of that odor was gone. You had to put your nose right into the stain to smell it. So what we did was we reapplied it 2 days later and the odor is completely gone.
Wow.
So if you have elderly parents, you know, that have accidents, I know you have a young child at home.
Yeah. You mentioned the trash can. All I can think about is these diaper trash cans that we have that could really benefit from something like this.
I tell you that one. A guy that works for us told me one yesterday where he has some water buildup in his basement and he sprays the monofoil where the water buildup has been. And he said that it's completely annihilated the odor and that's been gone as well.
Wow. So
it's an unbelievable odor killing product. The other thing that when you say the word staying power is, and we don't even really tout it much, but inside a shower and a bathtub is the mold and mildew.
Mm-hmm.
So the mold and the mildew, once you've cleaned your shower, all you got to do is spray monofoil into your shower, your bathtub, your curtains, your drapes and all that stuff inside the shower. And you spray it on there, you let it dry, and then you're protected against the mold and the mildew. I've had a couple of people that I've sent samples to over the last couple of months. The first thing the person did was, besides telling me how great it was at the odor killing, he told me how unbelievable his shower got versus with the monofoil. And again, you're going to be protected against the mold and the mildew. You know, you could use it in humidifiers. You could use it inside your washing machine, that sort of stuff. So when you say staying power, I got a little long-winded. I apologize.
Yeah, no.
It has so much more staying power than just a Corona and a COVID killing product.
Right. Which, I mean, you talk about all those things. It sounds like what this was developed for and why it exists and the endless, you know, designation and the coronavirus killing designation. It really just feels like the cherry on top to a product that, you know, was already versatile, you know, in what it's able to do. So that it's just, I mean, it's a nice add-on to be able to talk about and really, I think just because of the times that we're in, that's what gets the focus. But cool to hear that there are so many different applications to think about with this product.
Yeah, it really is. I talked to the CEO of the company today, this morning prior to our call, and he told me a very, you know, straight on comment. He said, just killing the coronavirus and the COVID-19 in itself should sell millions and millions of bottles for people. And he said, but think about all of the other aspects and the benefits of this product that it brings to the table. Like, again, you and your wife, you're going to go this weekend and you'll get in your car and you'll have your Lysol wipes and your Clorox wipes and, you know, all your high touch point areas. In all honesty, ever since I've gotten this product into our own home, I haven't used a Clorox wipe or any of those wipes because I have a better product. It's a mindset. It's a mindset that we need to get people to understand.
So now you just need to go back and talk to them about travel sizes and getting some just a different form. Maybe, you know, you mentioned spraying it onto baby wipes. We have boxes of baby wipes lying around. Maybe there's a monofoil wipe that comes out of this too. So I see a lot of potential future ways that this thing goes, and, you know, it's exciting to hear about, and certainly, you know, something that is important that, you know, whether members have heard about it or not, it's important that they get this information in front of them and understand just what's possible with this. So
yeah,
from not just like with not just for their customers, but for their own stores as well.
No, that's it. And I will tell you, I want to go back to one of the things that you talked about earlier on. And I, if you don't mind, I want to add a little bit more to that comment. We talked about Lysol and Clorox and all that. Monofoil is really the only dual action disinfectant and antimicrobial on the market, and that is EPA approved to kill the corona and the other viruses out there. It's both. In other words, a lot of the competitors are one or the other, but they're not both, if that makes sense. And I want to be real clear on that, because that is a huge plus for Monofoil D versus the competition. I'm not saying there isn't any. I'm sure there'll be some coming, of course. But for right now, this product is both usages.
No, that's awesome. And I mean, you know, the timing thing too, I think, is the long lasting effects and how this can go for, I think you said 2 to 4 weeks is something that you can spray it, and it's not like you have to do it every day or as you could do it as things pop up where you might need it, might be in a situation where you need it. But you know, it's something where on big surfaces and the products that matter to nationwide dealers, you know, in the appliance furniture space and heck, consumer electronics and bedding. You know, this is something that is just, it's awesome for them. And I think a big opportunity to not only tout the benefits of the product, but just how they are being safer as retailers and providing just that clean shopping environment for their customers. And then allowing them to take it home and, you know, provide a cleaner in-home experience as well. So, a really cool product.
Yeah, it's really off the chart. You know, one of the things I didn't cover in great detail was there really is there's no odor to it as far as the product itself. So when they're spraying it, there's no harsh chemical odor to it at all. As I said earlier, it's a hospital grade disinfectant. It's non-abrasive. It doesn't leave any hazy residue, contains no phosphates. It's alcohol free and it's free of bleach. So it's got a lot of great aspects of the product as well. And I will tell you the other thing, this, you know, that if they're ever selling to some of the schools and hotels and restaurants through their stores, the nationwide dealers, this product is ideal for all of those. We're starting to get some placements where they're using the electrostatic sprayer inside hospitals, but also inside gyms and schools. I know the Cleveland, Mississippi School District bought a ton and ton of gallons of monofoil to disinfect their school systems, if you will. So again, we just need to get the word out a little bit more about all of the avenues where you could see this product being placed.
No, that's awesome. And here to help. So we're happy to have you on the Independent Thinking Podcast and chatting about this. So it's something I know we've got some more things planned, but looking forward to kind of seeing where you guys are able to take this and you know, give it the not only the recognition it deserves, but get it into the hands of as many dealers and customers as possible, because it's got so many benefits to it. So, Dan, I appreciate you, you know, taking the time to chat about it for a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Rob, for your time. And we look forward to working with all the dealers on the product.
All right. And a huge thanks again to Dan for, you know, taking time and jumping on the podcast and sharing his passion for this product and everything it does. I mean, you know, we're not making anything off of this by talking about it. And it's really just about sharing, you know, the awesome capabilities of monofoil and you know, the just giving retailers another tool in their work belt of sorts to, you know, talk about how they are providing, you know, not only a product that customers can take home and use, but providing that shopping experience that is safe in their stores. Because it can't be understated, you know, just how important that's going to be moving forward. You know, having a shopping environment that is safe, that is clean. It's top of mind right now. And I mean, it's when we get back to whatever a normal looks like, I think this is part of that new normal, is understanding that the customer is going to, you know, want to shop in an environment where they feel safe. And, you know, whether that's masks that continue to be worn, or you know, products like Monofoil D that get applied to surfaces, and, you know, making sure that you present that message to them so that they do feel safe shopping in your store. So appreciate, like I said, appreciate Dan coming on and chatting about the product. And of course, if you want to learn more, reach out to him, reach out to us. But as always, I appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we will catch you next time.